The federal government considers more barriers for Asian carp. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is figuring out new ways to try to block bighead and silver carp from getting into Lake Michigan. They're considering whether to put in new barriers in a river near Chicago. The site is about 5 miles downstream from a system of electric barriers in the Chicago Ship and Sanitary Canal. Those barriers are essentially the last line of defense against carp in the Chicago area. Dave Wethington is a project manager with the Army Corps in Chicago.
This may be a perfect site to implement a range of different kinds of technology.
He says the Corps could put in more electric barriers, and it could also use special water guns that use pressure waves to deter carp. Wethington says the leading edges of the bighead and silver carp populations are about 55 miles from Lake Michigan. This is the Environment Report. More than 2,000 species of plants, fish, and mollusks will be invading the internet soon. It's an effort by a couple dozen museums and universities around the Great Lakes region. They're teaming up to digitize their collections of species that are not native to the Great Lakes. Ken Cameron directs the Wisconsin State Herbarium at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and he's leading the project. So you'll be pulling fish out of jars and taking dried plants out of drawers and then taking photos of them and uploading them to the online collection along with data about them. You and your colleagues around the region will be doing this for more than 1 million specimens. Why did you want to take this on?
Well, one of the main reasons is that the United States government has recognized that across North America, in the United States in particular, there is a wealth of information sitting in the museums of various natural history museums and herbaria that is very important and needs to be get into the hands of the ecologists and biologists and even the public citizens who are interested in fundamental questions affecting our environment, such as the scourge of invasive species within the Great Lakes. And so we wanted to get those data out and available and over the internet to democratize them, basically.
So there are at least 180 non-native species already living in the Great Lakes, but with this collection, you'll be putting more than 2,500 species online. Why is that?
One of the reasons for that is not only are there species in the Great Lakes of great concern, but there are a number currently listed on watch lists. We know that they're getting close. They have the potential to become invasive within the Great Lakes Basin, and those are the ones in particular that we're monitoring and tracking their spread. In addition, we felt it was important that we not only target the non-native and potentially invasive species, but also their close relatives and lookalikes.
How do you imagine other scientists using this collection in the future?
Well, one of the most exciting aspects to the work is that our data is based on physical vouchered specimens. They're not rumors, they're not reports, they're actually verified physical specimens. Some of them are hundreds of years old. And a scientist, for example, who is interested in tracking the point of origin of an invasive species, when did that happen, where did it happen, and then over time looking for the pattern, directionality of the invasion, will be able to use our historical data. So I think the possibilities could really be endless.
Ken Cameron directs the Wisconsin State Herbarium at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.